I'm Claire Davis with Mental Health Chats, and I'm really excited because I've got Denise Yordakia with me today. Hello, Denise, how are you?
Hi, Claire. I'm fine, thank you. Thank you for having me on. How is it going for you?
I am fine, and thank you for being here. And Denise is going to, she's a sleep expert, so she's going to be talking to us about sleep and performance in the workplace, especially for managers and leaders when they're leading teams. So first of all, who is Denise Yordakia?
Well, I am a corporate marketing gal turned therapist.
Wow.
In a very simple way. I am a cognitive behavioral hypnotherapist by trade. And prior to being that, I was spending about 18 years in corporate marketing roles in different companies,
wow,
different countries.
Excellent. What a career change. So tell me, different companies, different countries. So whereabouts are you based and where are you originally from?
So I am based in London in the UK. And my career to date has taken me through a lot of countries. So I was born in Romania, have not lived there for over 15, 16 years now. And I worked in places such as Denmark, Canada, Belgium, the UK, Greece.
How exciting.
Yeah.
How exciting that your career can take you around the world. So you say that you've left the corporate world and you're now a therapist. And can you explain exactly what do you do?
Yes. So I am a therapist specializing in sleep and stress management. So I help corporate people, such as I was in the past, better manage their stress, particularly the work stress, and also helping them sleep better so that they have energy to perform at their best at work and in life.
Excellent. So actually, that's really honing in on the first thing that I'm really interested in, which is all about sleep and performance. So why is sleep so important for you in the workplace so that you have better performance, Denise?
I think before we jump into the workplace specifically, I think we need to mention that sleep is important for life.
Yeah.
We cannot function without sleep, just we can't function without food or water. I mean, we can do it for a period of time, but then it becomes very detrimental to our health. So in the workspace specifically, sleep is important because it helps us in so many different ways. So I'll break it down a little bit. First point that it really, really improves enough sleep, improves creativity, improves problem solving. It allows our mind to feel rested during the day. So when you are faced with the challenges you have in the workplace, you are at your most creative. You are able to problem solve. You are able to look at things from different perspectives. You are able to come up with creative solutions. The other thing that is very much affected by sleep is the cognitive function.
Yes.
So during sleep, there are many processes taking place. It's not just about relaxation and rest.
Yes.
It's also about our cells being regenerated, our cognitive function being, you know, switched on, if that makes sense. Because when we sleep, our bodies are busy recreating things that we need during the day. So, for example, if you have a lack of sleep, it can lead to an impaired cognitive performance. So your attention to detail might be, you know, not the best, or your thinking and your problem solving or alertness in the workspace also suffers. The other important piece is emotional regulation. So adequate sleep is very closely linked to emotional well-being. And if we are in a good place emotionally, again, our work will be in a better place because we will be stable and we will be able to maintain positive relationships with our managers, with our team members, and we will be able to foster a more positive work environment, right? And then you touched upon it in terms of productivity and efficiency. And if you think about performing a task, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you are well rested and refreshed, maybe that task takes you 20 minutes, let's say, whatever that task is. If you are sleep deprived, if you haven't been sleeping well for a long period of time, or you're suffering from chronic insomnia, you would have a slower reaction time. So the task that normally takes you 20 minutes, you might do it in 40 or in an hour.
Yeah.
Your productivity would decrease, of course, right? You would do less things during the day. And unfortunately, you have more room for error.
Yeah.
There will be more chances of you getting something wrong. And this comes extremely, extremely important in the safety in the workplace, because if you have somebody who is operating machinery, right? And you think about safety, I don't know, driving a lorry or being in a factory setup, people who struggle with sleep are more likely to face work accidents.
Yeah.
And nobody wants that, obviously, not the manager, not the employees. And last but not least is about stress.
Yeah.
There is such a tight connection between stress and sleep. And I sometimes joke with my clients and I ask them, which one do you think came first? Is it the stress or is it the sleep? And to be honest with you, they are so connected that they can influence each other.
Yeah.
If you don't sleep well, your stress management will be obviously impaired. You will be feeling more stressed. The more stress you feel during the day, the less sleep you get during the night. So it becomes a whole vicious
circle.
Exactly. And you're like, okay, how do I get out of it?
Yeah.
And that is also obviously affecting everything we do at work, not to mention innovation and, you know, more big picture things that we would do. If we don't have that basic need of sleep fulfilled,
yeah,
we can only go so long without it, to be honest. And just to say, I used to struggle with insomnia. I was in the corporate marketing world, deadlines, things that don't really happen, right?
Yeah.
And when I was struggling with insomnia, I really didn't even know that I was struggling with insomnia. I just knew that about 3 a.m. I would wake up. That's all I knew. That was my reality. And it wasn't until I spoke to a manager at that time and I explained to him what was happening that he pointed it out to me. He's like, oh, why are you stressed? And I was like, stressed? I'm not stressed. I can't sleep.
They do go hand in hand, don't they?
Yes, yes. And I think that was the first eye-opening thing that I got from that particular manager at the time, because I was like, I would have never put the two and two together.
Yeah.
I would have never thought they're connected. So, yeah.
You've said so much there, Denise. So
yes,
much.
I'm sorry.
So that was absolutely brilliant. So I just want to sum it up. And I think the first thing you mentioned, which I think is so, so important, that it goes back to Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And it's not actually on the survival part of the hierarchy that it should be.
Yes.
So sleep should be there. It should be the survival. We need it for survival. And then you went on to the creative, being innovative, performance, etc., which is so important. And I know myself that when I'm sort of in that dreamy state of waking up, I often have the most creative moments.
Yeah.
And you actually mentioned, which I thought was absolutely brilliant, the fact that it restores our body so we can be more creative. And I know I'm often in those creative moments, and I think I've got to remember that when I wake up. And as soon as I wake up, I write it down because I've thought of a solution. And then I think the key is stress. And I've had this conversation with so many people in the workplace and friends as well, that yes, when we don't get enough sleep, we do get a lot more stressed, a lot more tense, etc. So it's making sure we do get the right amount of sleep. And this is something I've talked to a lot of people about. How much is the right amount of sleep per night? Do you know?
Well, the NHS recommends that for adults such as ourselves, it should be between 7 to 9 hours of sleep.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I've read up on.
Yes. The hustle culture tells us that you should wake up at 5 a.m., getting a run, do it after 4 hours of sleep, and be perfect at work and go out with your friends and do that on repeat.
Yeah.
And I just mentioned that because there are so much of that messaging out there at the moment saying
Very
that
true.
you should be doing all on a few hours of sleep. And that thing works for some people. It
Yeah.
doesn't work for all of us.
Yeah.
And I think when the question is asked, how much is good enough sleep for me? I would ask you, what is good enough sleep for you?
You, yeah.
How do you know? When you go on holiday, how much do you sleep a night?
Yeah, a lot more.
When you're at the weekend, how much sleep do you get?
Yeah.
So if you think about how much sleep do I need, me, Claire, me, Denise, is taking that ownership and looking at your own sleep and say, you know what? I feel really good after 9 hours of sleep. I feel fantastic, but I can live on seven. I can function properly without any impairments on a few hours of sleep.
Yeah.
But there isn't a right or wrong answer, to be honest with you. It's
Definitely.
a what works for you answer.
And I love your function properly. I think function properly. We need to work out what functions properly. And I've started looking on my watch at my sleep score. And I find if my sleep score is above 75, I feel great. If it's below 75, I don't feel as good. If it's in the 80s, I'm even more excited. So let's go back a step and think about if you're a leader or a manager in a workplace, similar to what your manager did for you. What are three tips if you've noticed that someone is not getting enough sleep? What would you suggest that they would do?
There would be three things.
Mm.
And obviously, it really depends on your relationship with that particular employee. And it depends on how you are portraying this. Because, sometimes people with the best intentions, they are trying to force you to do something because it works for you. And they are telling you to do it because it might work for you too. And I don't think that is necessarily the best way. So I would say the delivery of the message is equally as important as the message. The message would be, look at your bedroom environment. So if I was a manager today, like I was in the past, and I would know that my team members don't sleep, I would ask them to look at their bedroom. Is it comfortable? Is it a safe haven? Is it the place where they go and say, oh, or is it a place where they go, oh, I don't like it. It's too cold. It's too dark. It's too bright. There's too much noise. The pillow I don't like anymore. I would look at all of the things that make the bedroom, first of all, because you want to go and relax into your bedroom rather than going in there with dread. And the second thing I would say, I would ask them to try and go to bed and wake up at the same time, day in and day out, even on weekends, even on holiday. Because there is such a thing as our circadian rhythm, and we need to be mindful of that. And the more we get to that consistency of hours that our body knows, the more predictable sleep becomes for our bodies, the more likely it is to happen.
Yeah.
And the third one would be about what everybody speaks in this world, healthy choices.
Yeah.
Are you drinking enough water? Are you having food for yourself, as in nutritious food? Do you get in some exercise? There is something called the 20-minute window when you wake up. And sometimes people wake up and they're out the door, right? Very quickly. Actually, having more time in the morning to be by a window or to be outside and have a cup of coffee helps a lot with what I mentioned a second ago, the circadian rhythm. So even those little things would help improve the sleep. So I would just break it into three. Is your sleep in your bedroom comfortable? Do you like your bedroom? Are you taking responsibility for your food, your water, your exercise? And are you consistent with your windows?
Great.
Those would be the first three, because obviously once you start the conversation, you will get to know the person better, you will understand more, you can give more information.
That's three great questions to ask somebody. So thank you so much. And I'm sure there's many, many more, and that's what you do. So I am really, really aware that there's probably a lot of people out there who are thinking, I'd love to get in touch with Denise because she could help my organization or she could help myself. or my team. So where can people find you, Denise?
So I have a private practice called Joy-Based Therapy.
Yeah.
And it's called Joy Space because I want to tell you I'm all about joy. That's why I'm doing this. And if anybody puts it into a search engine, Joy Space Therapy altogether, that's where they will find my website. It's joyspacetherapy.com. I'm also on LinkedIn as Denise Yordake. I know it's a mouthful, my last name. So you can find combinations between Denise and Joy Space, and again, you will find me there. Yes, and I do programs for online programs for clients who want to work with me, and also for organizations.
Lovely. And note the spelling of Denise's surname, which is IORDACHE.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And thank you all for watching and listening. This has been really, really enlightening, because sleep is not only important for our survival, it's also important for our performance and how we actually cope in the workplace. So thank you very much, Denise, and thank you everybody for watching and listening.
Thank you, Claire.